This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, to our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the workers, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping the country rolling along. And a big special shout-out goes to the roughnecks working on all those oil rigs all around the world. And here in America, oil is starting to rebound, so they should be feeling pretty good. Futures are up to $34 a barrel. And if you would like, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start out with a little sad nature tonight. Unfortunately, the granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy, who the other day they said was missing, and her son, 8-year-old son, the fact of the matter is they're now doing a recovery effort because reports have come in to hear that they were out in a canoe and they were struggling in the water. Now, I don't know if they got caught up in that system that was off the coast that we were talking about the last couple of nights and days.
Right. Yeah.
But something happened.
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that Mav Kennedy and Gideon, the young 8-year-old, they were out playing kickball by the small, shallow cove behind the house that's on Chesapeake Bay. It's an empty house that's owned by May's mother, Kathleen. They said they one of them kicked the ball into the water. There is a cove there. It's protected. Usually it has calm wind. But what happened was they got into a canoe trying to get this ball. This is what we understand. And somehow they got pushed out by the wind or the tide into the open bay, they said.
Well, that would have been the weather we've been talking about.
Exactly. And about 30 minutes later, onlookers from land saw them. They saw that they were very far away from the shore, and they called the police. After that, they weren't seen again. However, Captain, the sad news is that they recovered the canoe about 6:30 yesterday evening, but they have not recovered the two people involved. And the Kennedy family is now putting out a statement saying that they believe at this point that they have passed away, and they were informed by the Coast Guard that they are changing this from a rescue effort into a recovery effort. So a very, very sad story.
Yeah, another sad story for the Kennedy family, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly right. And people's hearts just break when they hear these kinds of things, and it is a terrible, sad thing.
Yep. And, of course, folks, in case you haven't heard, the latest coming from
Our folks with the Coronavirus Commission, the President's Committee, plus some different things there, some scientists now are saying that they've developed a Wuhan coronavirus vaccine that they believe could be rapidly deployed. Now, this is coming from the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine.
Right, that's exactly right. And of course there are different, ways that they're looking at doing these kinds of things, whether it's with the antibodies. There's somebody that's working with, tobacco. They believe that using tobacco plants, and it's sort of a legitimate thing that they're talking about, but they can perhaps make a vaccine very quickly based on that research. And, but again, it does take time, and rapid deployment still could be many months away, unfortunately.
Yeah, and of course, the scientists say they were already on the road to discovery, having done research for the same coronaviruses using SARS and MERS when they stumbled onto this. And this is pretty good news. I mean, this is the second different group I've heard that have been researching that have come up with something positive.
Well, right. And see, one of the things with SARS was, of course, SARS came along. They were doing all this intense research on it, and then it kind of went away. And so what they're able to do now is they're able to piggyback on that and try to tweak it, basically, in very layman's terms. I don't understand the whole process, obviously, but it is something they can try to tweak to recognize the COVID-19. And one of the good things that I've heard the other day, Captain, and read about, and I don't believe that it's changed at all, is that the COVID-19 virus doesn't appear to be mutating at a similar rate that we've seen other viruses do, which means once they do have a vaccine, it will be effective over a large group of people and for a longer period of time, they believe. So that is some light in all of this.
And the guy that blew the whistle and started the whole rigmarole with the Democrats and the intelligence from the whistleblower about Trump and being concerned about Ukraine and all that stuff, Mr. Atkinson, the Intel Community General Inspector General, has been fired. He'll be out in 30 days.
Well, that's right. That's right. And obviously, there's going to be a sort of a political uproar about that, I'm sure.
Already is.
But again, these people serve at the pleasure of the president, basically.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're taking a break right now. When we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And hello to Buddy. Hello to Patricia. Hello to James, the paper relocator, expert paper relocator. Hello to Carol. Hello to Brandy. Hello to Martin. Hello to Kevin. Hello to Dennis. Hello to Ronald. Hello to Al in Nebraska. Howdy to Richard the Marine. And a big hi to Richard over in Thailand. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 years now, and it's been working for me. Once in a while, I have to do something a little different, but it's very seldom. And for the last couple of months, I've been having problems with my left ankle that had the replacement, and my left leg. But that's a horse of a different color for a different reason. I tore a bunch of ligaments in my foot, so I'm having to do something a little different to keep the swelling down. Now, I will also tell you that if you want to find out more about Relief Factor and what it can do to help you with your arthritis pain, your back pain, your neck pain, your shoulder pain, your foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, just general old muscle aches and pain together, then you can take this all-natural product called Relief Factor. And you can get on the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, which only costs $19.95. Now, to do that, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, take a look at what they have. There's a little video there that tells you all about the product, how it's made, what's in it. And there's nothing in there that'll hurt you. It's all natural ingredients. But relieffactor.com/captain is a website. And if you choose to call them on the phone, you can do that too. 800-500-8384. However, remember, you got to tell them the captain sent you, because if you don't, you're going to pay full price. If you go through the website, it's $19.95. You don't have to give them any product codes or anything like that. So there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. And all you got to get rid of is pain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Guess who's in the chat room?
Who's that?
Maria in Germany.
Oh, yeah, I saw Maria's in there. That's great. Hey,
yep.
Maria.
She's telling us she's going to leave the light on. She's saying it's going to be a wonderful sunny day in Germany. I wish that awful disease would leave us alone. Hope you are healthy, and don't let it get you down. No, it's not getting me down. Are you kidding me? I'm having a good time. But Germany, I think that the I think it's affected like half the population or something like that.
I think that was one of the projections that they had, yeah, just recently. And I don't know that we have any new information on Angela Merkel, and I think she was...
No, because she was in quarantine herself.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Well, we didn't need to hear from her anyway, did we?
Exactly.
By the way, somebody sent me this, so let's have a little bit of fun. Let's just listen to what this is. It's a song for social distancing that I have not heard. Have you heard this, Kyle?
I have. It is very clever and very well done.
All right, well, let's get about a minute or so of this.
Hey, guys. So if you need some songs to get you through the day, here are a few.
I think I did it again. I just touched my face. It's the new Cardinal sin. Oh, baby, I thought I never did it, but I guess I do, like 5 times a minute. I do it so much, it's scary, but it's involuntary. Ooh, baby, baby, I did it again. I just touched my face. What else did I touch? Ooh, baby, baby. Oops, I just touched my clothes and then scratched my nose. I'm not that disciplined.
Oh, my goodness. You were right. That was funny.
It was funny. And folks may remember this. It's the Holderness family. They're YouTubers. They have a great YouTube channel. And he's the guy that did the parody of Baby, It's Cold Outside, the politically correct version, which everybody roared at last Christmas time. So, yeah, it's worth checking out.
Well, that was, of course, the one done as Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. I don't... I'm putting that up on Facebook right now for the people to see it. It's on my Matt Bruce page, so there you go. I'll get it scattered around here later. But holy cow, that is funny. All right, well, let's get back to what we're doing here. 3M, who the president's men went after because of what we were finding out. And hello, Cousin Vinny. There's another one chiming in there. 3M has come out and fired back at the president. About the production that they've been doing. They said, well, the order, they've over-ordered now, the original orders they had, because they've ordered more than they've got, blah, 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 blah. But the point is, their distributors, the people that were where you go to buy the stuff, because you don't buy it direct from the factory.
Right.
They were, in fact, engaging in taking the cash that was showing up from foreign countries, and taking that money and just slipping right past the states that were ordering it, including Florida, because that's how this all got started. Our Florida Director of Emergency Management's down here, and they took the cash rather than taking the order. Now, I realize some of that has to do with the fact that when you deal with government orders, you don't just get paid cash in hand right off the bat, normally.
Well, exactly right. And there usually is a lag time under typical circumstances. But I think what the outrage was is that you're right. People were showing up with the cash and they were getting the supplies. The supplies were going overseas. They weren't being used here in America. 3M is responding to this and basically saying that, you know, if this would be the case, then you might, other countries may decide to hold up any supplies that would ever come to the United States. But that's what they're saying in this. Mm-hmm. But obviously, this is a very, very intense situation. And I think what the White House is getting at is that there has to be some sort of common sense here if we're going to help the Americans. Now, it's not just that it would stay in the United States, because mm-hmm. the administration talks about perhaps sending things to Italy or Spain, for example, that are also being very hard hit. So there's going to be international cooperation, but not under our noses. It's all gone.
Yeah, now let's listen to what Admiral Polizic had to say yesterday about the different things that have been distributed to the states. Listen to these numbers, ladies and gentlemen, not what you're hearing from the mainstream media.
27.1 million surgical masks pushed out to state governments. For N95 masks, 19.5 million N95 masks. And so if I was in a local hospital that was running short, I would look upward, because the federal government has pushed out resources. So for protective gloves, $22.4 million pairs of protective gloves. For face shields, $5.2 million face shields. For ventilators, we have pushed to the states more than 7,600 ventilators, and I think as I was coming over here, that number's changed slightly. I think it's now 7,640. Given to these states, to the predominant of these states. So we wanted you to have some numbers.
Now, what I know about where this stuff goes and the process that's involved, because I've been involved in it through logistics, not only with FEMA, but also in the fire service over the years. It goes to these departments, and then they have to catalog it, they have to inventory it, they have to put it in their computers, they have to do this, do that. It moves at whatever the speed is of the operator that's putting the stuff in the computer, and the person is checking the orders in. Sometimes this stuff will sit in a warehouse for a few days. I'm saying that these states are blowing this out of proportion because they don't even know what they got in their own state.
Well, right, and we have to be able to sort of, you know, see between the reality of the situation and what is being said on the fly by different state authorities, whether they be governors or mayors or what have you. And so, again, you're right. We need to be able to drive this with facts, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get those, to get that information correct and not have it be blown out of proportion or simply dealing with things that we don't know yet, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and Maria is saying there you can see what's going on, but I guess you already know it. She sent me a map of the COVID thing over there in Germany. Yeah, we do know it, Maria. And the problem with Europe, Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, is because of their open borders and because people were able to travel freely back and forth and because nobody responded to this thing fast enough, they had people just come in there by the thousands infecting other people.
Well, one of the things I think that we can see in all this is that, yes, there were individuals that were there that were already spreading the virus. And Italy, as I understand, had a lot of people coming in from China, for example, you know, prior to all this happening. But the president, President Trump, he cut off travel from China, so we may be a little little bit better shape.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. By the way, I was over at a gas station yesterday getting some gas. They had the little X marks like they do in the radio and television stations where they tell you where your mark is, and they had actually measured 6 feet and added a foot to it so people would stay 6 feet apart when they were standing in the checkout line. Kind of funny. And then they only let so many people in the store. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A cheering and applauding crowd of sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt said goodbye to their captain, who was relieved of his command after he raised concerns about a coronavirus outbreak on his ship.
Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley said the ship's commander, Captain Brett Crozier, who was ousted on Thursday, demonstrated poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. The Roosevelt is an aircraft carrier with a crew of nearly 5,000 soldiers. The ship, which was operating in the Pacific, pulled into port in Guam last week after multiple crew members tested positive for the virus. Modley said he had no doubt in his mind that Captain Crozier did what he thought was in the best interest of his crew. Unfortunately, he said it did the opposite. It raised the alarms of the families of the sailors with no plans to address those concerns. Modley also said he'll get reassigned. He's not thrown out of the Navy. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
And Wayne Allyn Root out there in Las Vegas, I wonder what he's doing for fun because all the casinos are shut down right now. That's not going to last very long because that is their money, their revenue. That's how they stay in business in the state of Nevada. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled GEICO.com. Now, you can go over there and you can check them out and you can get a discount just like I did on my safe driving. And you can also bundle together not only your car or your truck insurance that you've got, but your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, RV, ski-doo, sea-doo. And if you need homeowners or renters insurance too, Geico has it. Now, if you bundle your homeowners like I did with my automobile insurance, guess what? I got a discount. And I get a nice safe driving discount, knock on wood. There it is. Every time that, every year, and if they do raise the rates a little bit, guess what? My rates aren't raised hardly at all because of the discounts I get. And you can enjoy that too if you're a safe driver. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there, check it out. You can get a quote right there, right on the internet, or they'll tell you what the local agent is. You can go there if you want to do it that way. But always tell them the captain sent you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the unemployment numbers yesterday came out. The U.S. has lost officially 701,000 jobs. That's the ones that have been reporting. Now, in the last couple of weeks, we're up to just about 10 million people that have signed up for unemployment. And what that is, what a lot of that is, and what people aren't pointing out, and what some of the numbers don't represent, are the self-employed people that, for the first time ever, can now apply for unemployment. and get on it for, I believe it's 2 months or 3 months max to help them out with the financial losses they've had. Does that sound right?
Well, right. Exactly. And this is why whenever we see these kinds of numbers, we have to get the context of who's applying, because you remember a few years ago under the Obama administration, they stopped counting people who stopped looking for a job. And so they disappeared off of the unemployment.
Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about people that were self-employed because, and again, some of those people that disappeared, they became entrepreneurs and started their own business. I do know that.
Right, right, exactly. But in this case, since this is such an extreme situation, that's right. People who have been running their businesses, they're applying for this to tide them over through this crisis.
Right. Now, the other thing is that the unemployment rate went up to 4.4%. I'm afraid that that rate is going to double over the next, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks, because as the people get processed, the numbers go through officially instead of just being an applicant, because you don't automatically go there and, oh, yes, we're going to give you the money. There's a process you go through. So as the numbers catch up with that, then I'm sure we're going to see the unemployment percentage go up.
Yes, unfortunately, that's right. It will go up before, you know, this really starts to get a lot better. But people are applying for these loan assistance, businesses, Bank of America. I saw a headline earlier, $22 billion since 9 a.m. By that time of Friday morning. People were starting to do that.
You're talking about the SBA loans?
That's right.
Yeah, but it got off to a real rocky start because to begin with, the computer system wouldn't work right, and they had to go back in there when they realized what was going on because it got overloaded, and the computer system would not handle all the requests it was getting, so the system crashed.
Exactly. And then we're getting reports that some small business owners are being told by the banks, well, we're not going to process this because you don't have an open line of credit with us or you don't have an open loan. And so there's several reports about this, and I'm sure that they will address it, but this is one of those speed bumps, unfortunately, that people are hitting, and it's causing their own anxiety, I'm sure, to go up as they're looking to try to save their business and their employees.
By the way, Maria is pointing out to us she needs to check to see if she has a fever. Okay, I hope that you're all right there, Maria, because it's nothing to mess around with.
Well, absolutely right. Yeah, and that's one of the signs, and people have been checking many cases, and in fact,
yeah.
This is part of when people go into retail.
Yep.
A lot of people are getting their temperature taken.
Well, I went to the specialist yesterday that I'm seeing for my leg and my ankle, and the first thing they do, first of all, you have to have an appointment to go to a doctor's office these days. You don't walk in. They tell you if you need to go, for whatever reason, go to the emergency room, period, because doctors are only seeing patients by appointment. And then, get this, one patient at a time. You have an appointment at 3:30. You show up at 3:25. They let you in the door at 3:30. As one person goes out, another person comes in.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and I just want to clarify one thing. When I said retail, I mean some people that go to work in retail.
Right.
Some of these stores are saying we're taking our employees' temperatures before they can work.
Well, that's what they did to me. They took my temperature at the door, and the temperature had been a fever or something like that. They wouldn't have let me in.
Exactly right. And this is all part and parcel of trying to make sure that those who are sick or beginning to show symptoms are separated.
And I've already had the test once, and I've already had a blood test because I think I told the whole audience, I'll remind them again, when there was something going around last year, and I mean there was something going around, and it seems like the radio station that I'm at, just about everybody had it, we really got sick. A lot of us, and I was one of them. And I was off the air for a couple of days. I'd never been off the air because of what went on. And you did a yeoman job with me for about 4 or 5 days. You came on and you did the whole show with me for several nights because I could barely talk. You remember that?
I do remember. It was my pleasure, and I'm glad you got better.
Well, I think, and the doctor also thinks, and my blood shows that there's some antibiotics in there, that I may have had this thing a year ago.
Well, exactly, because a year ago they would have called it the unidentified
respiratory virus. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They gave me some heavy-duty antibiotics and all that stuff, and I was kind of talking like that because I couldn't really say much. Remember that?
I remember.
Unbelievable.
It was very severe.
Yeah.
Yeah, to say the least.
All right, and I was coughing and everything else, but that was then, this is now. So a lot of us, and we don't know how many, may have had this, and if you think you're in that bunch, they'll check your blood and they'll they'll do a blood sample because they're taking the plasma from your blood, and I've already had them do that to see. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, 38% of the voters out there, Kyle, in a poll that was done, fear the economy more than they do the virus.
Well, right. I think that's because we've never seen things just get turned off the way that we're seeing it get turned off right now.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, and I mean, we go back, we know the stories of the Great Depression. Some of us had, growing up, had relatives that lived through the Depression. There are different reasons for that, for the Depression, of course. But this is almost unprecedented because of the interconnectedness of our world, the global economy, et cetera. And I do think that people are worried about getting back to their job, any job, because they want to be able to pay their bills and continue on with their life. Not only just to go to work, but to resume the things that people do on a regular basis. One of the ways that we might be able to see that happen, and I think as we try to reopen things here, hopefully in the near term, is if they could establish who has antibodies, who might have already had this in some level of severity, they might be able to return to work. But if you don't have the antibodies, then they're going to have some other plan or something. But little by little, we'll start to get back. But yeah, that's right. I think more people are worried about the future without their job than perhaps the possibility of getting sick at this point.
And of course, through April the 30th, we're in this mode that we're in. They've come out and they've said, without saying, you must wear a mask when you go outside. They've said, well, it might not be a bad idea to wear a mask, but you don't need to get one of these N95s. Just get yourself a scarf. Just throw a scarf over your face or some type of cloth or material. Cause save the N95s for the people that need them. Well, yeah, I got it. I understand. So, a friend of mine offered to make for me a mask made out of cloth with an American flag on it.
Well, very cool. Very cool. Well, yeah, the cloth mask is better than nothing.
All right, well, hold on, because we got a Professor Emeritus on the line. Is this Dan the Man?
It's Dan the Man.
All right, now hold on, because you're going to get caught up in a break, so I'm going to let you talk until I hear the music, and then we'll put you on hold, and we'll do it again, but go ahead.
Yeah, intuition with me just talking to people. I think they're petrified now. I think the shock is now starting to really sink in. And one of my colleagues told me yesterday that Americans that make $100,000 or more, 38% have no savings.
I don't doubt it.
Watching their life just go down
right.
The drain.
Hold on. We'll get into this when we come back. So Dan the Man's going to hang on there. Kyle, you're going to hang on there. And folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the weekend radio hours. And by the way, many of you are getting this program at all different hours of the day or night. And we thank you for doing that. And we have more stations on the weekend than we do during the week. And we thank them for that. This is the original program that started 20 years ago right here. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my little buddy, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, up there in Carrollwood, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And when I first heard Donna, I heard her on the radio. She was the traffic copter girl flying around doing the Imus morning show, and then she went over to Howard Stern and was the traffic girl on the radio there before Stern went national there in New York City. And then she wound up at Fox News, and what a career she's had, and a very good friend. Happy to call her my friend. All right, time for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we're going to rock!
Like that.
Smith, and I'm telling you, that when they get going, they get going. It's all there is to it. So that's how we're starting out this hour's Trucker and Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by and see what they're all about. Now, a couple of systems will impact the West Coast, bringing precipitation to the Pacific Northwest and California in particular, and into the Great Basin throughout the weekend. Now, Kyle, I'm looking at California, and up there, let's see, west of Sacramento, going towards Redding, up I-5, over down the state line, Lake Tahoe, straight south down to about Fresno. We got a winter storm warning. The snow will be at the 3,000-foot level, and up higher you go, more of the snow.
That's right, and we do have a system moving in. We're supposed to get soaking pretty much all up and down California.
I see it.
Yeah, over the next several days, starting about on Sunday. Little respite during the middle of the week, but on into the end of next week, we understand.
Yeah. And, of course, the periods of moderate to heavy rain and thunderstorms and gusty winds are also going along the East Coast, as over on the East Coast right now, we've got a lot of rain all the way from about the Chesapeake Bay on up all the way to New England, and that storm is moving. That front is moving right up the East Coast, but it's predominantly rain. May get a little winter weather up there in the Berkshires, but not really sure about that. And, of course, there will be some travel impact to those folks headed out over the Sierras tonight and over the weekend. So your truckers up there on I-80, I'm sure you're going to see it. And just be prepared that if you're going west out of Reno over Donner, that you'll probably be throwing iron. Now, we've got a freeze warning in the middle part of the country, Kansas City over into the central part of Missouri. We've got that snow, that little clipper system again in West Virginia, southeastern Ohio, getting a little bit of snow tonight too. Got some wind in Colorado, the bottom part of Colorado. Got a little bit of snow up there in the western part of Montana. Not all that terrible, just a little light dusting going on. And that's about it for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report when it comes to the weather. Remember, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by, find out what they're all about, because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right, Kyle, hang on. We're going to bring the professor of politics, or the professor emeritus of politics, into the mix. And by the way, Dan DeMann, did you see the press conference yesterday the president had?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the president rip Jim Acosta, who again was trying to go after the president and try to pin him down on something? And he just ripped Acosta a new one for anti-Trump interruption of Dr. Burks at the news briefing. He just cut in there and just cut him right off and said, that's enough.
You know, you kind of got to expect that with Acosta. This is his bread and butter. I don't even know why they have live press conferences. They ought to just do it.
I would not let Acosta back in the White House if it were me. I'd say, okay, Jim, that's it. You're disrespectful. You tried to shout over people. You're not welcome anymore.
Well, you know, they tried that, and the court said you had to let him in.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
he did that to Sanders Huckabee, and they threw him out, and he went to the courts, and they went to the Supreme Court. You have to go back. He's allowed in there. He has his First Amendment rights as a journalist. You know, he even cuts in front of people who they've already been signaled to ask a question.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm like you.
He even grabbed the microphone a couple times, and that's violating the rules. Hey, you violate the rules, I don't care who you are.
He pushed the one intern.
Yep.
If you remember.
I do.
He pushed a female, young female intern to the microphone.
Yep.
So, you know, he's pretty classless, but you just got to tolerate it for right now. I wouldn't pick him. I'd put him in the back. I'd have assigned seating there is what I would do, and you wouldn't leave your seat. You know, the whole thing with 6 feet, you know, let three in at a time, and then when they ask their questions, they leave and you bring in three more. I mean, that's what my local pizza place is doing now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they can't do that at the White House.
All right, let's talk about something that's going on here. And one of my listeners, Johanna, just sent me something here. I'm very aware of the stockpiles that the federal government has for disasters and whatnot. That's what they do. The states are supposed to do it, too. Now, they can get equipment and supplies out of the federal stockpiles if they so desire, but they can also do it on their own. And this time around, there's a lot of governors that have been caught literally with their pants down because they were not prepared for this because the pandemics and the biochemical attack. And by the way, I'm going to call it what it is. In my opinion, China either accidentally or on purpose, biologically attack the United States of America.
I agree with that. I think it was done deliberately. You look where it came from. There's too many coincidences. You know, as Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond, said, if something bad happens to you once, it's happenstance. If it happens to you twice, it's coincidence. If it happens to you the third time, it's enemy action.
Yeah.
We've seen this way too much.
Yep.
Now, you take New York. This is kind of a black swan. This is a paradigm change. I realize we haven't thought about infectious diseases, epidemics, or really bona fide pandemics since the end of World War II.
Now, wait a minute. We trained for this until I left the fire service in 2001. We were always training for this type of contingency. Always.
Well, you know what? A lot of agencies were training for it, but there wasn't much of a stockpile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you see here. Nobody, I don't think anybody could really see the enormity and scope of what we are living through right now. As I said the other night, we don't live in the same country we did a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you think Democrats and Republicans are going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, well, those people are crazy. You're seeing it now. You had some pretty good relationships for about 7 to 10 days. And what's kind of like was at 9/11, you know, once that wore off, they were back at it again, and you see what the Democrats are doing. They're loading up this stuff with pork. They couldn't get their agenda through Congress because they were too busy on impeachment for 3 years, and now they think they're going to short-circuit the process and get it done a couple of months before the November election where they could go out and run on it. I just hope they don't talk about moving the national election back.
They've been trying because the report came out yesterday from several different reporters asked different ways. Well, wouldn't you consider moving the election? And then somebody asked about mail-in, but would you consider going to a mail-in? Hell no. That's the easiest way that I know to cheat. And every time they've tried the mail-in type of things of doing stuff, that's where the problems start.
Well, I can tell you this. You mail them out, you do it that way. Absentee voting equals fraud. Period. And nobody's better at it than Democrats. They know how to organize on the ground a lot better than Republicans.
And they can create absentee votes by the, well, look, we forgot these votes here, over here. Look, they're over here. You know what I mean? That's what happened in Georgia.
I know. I've always said, this whole scam of early voting, for voting is great.
Well, we're running out of time, so in 30 seconds, Dan, what's going to happen here? How long are we going to be under this deal?
Right now, if we hold this out until April 30th, I have information from the St. Louis Fed and the Atlanta Fed said right now, if you put it into unemployment rates, we're about 31%.
Yep, I don't doubt it.
We're a lot more than 4.4%.
Okay, got to run. Thanks, Dan. And Kyle Warren and I will be right back after the top of the hour. Kyle's going to stick around for a little bit. We got a lot more stuff to talk about here, including, get this, Nancy Pelosi. All of a sudden, is she the president's buddy? The president's pal? I don't think so. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.